It's 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. On the first Saturday of May, mint juleps will flow. Hats will take center stage, and the horses will run. I'm talking about the Kentucky Derby, which is a horse race held annually in Louisville, Kentucky. Here in Atlanta, people will gather at the Georgia World Congress Center to celebrate the Derby. But underneath that celebration is a purpose, to raise money and bring attention to several community organizations. And that brings us to the Black fraternity behind this event, Alpha Phi Alpha. Black fraternities and sororities are said to be a critical link to strengthening the Black community. Robert Cunningham knows all about that. He's a member of Alpha Phi Alpha and is co-chairing the Alpha Derby, and he recently joined me in studio to talk. So who are the Alphas? If you've ever seen Spike Lee's movie School Days, then you may remember when members of the fraternity got on stage and performed a step show, that's stepping and chanting in a formation.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the first of all Black Greeks, the men of distinction, the brothers of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated.
All right, that's what many people probably know if they know anything about Black fraternities. And that is a very important part of the culture. But while there is that, there's more to it. But let's talk about that part of the culture. Why is that so important?
I think it's just another way to bond. It really harkens back to some of the steps that happen in Africa. So it's a little bit of a derivative of that. But again, it's really around having a good time and kind of strengthening those bonds again.
I think when a lot of people think about Greek life, they also think about the colors and the chants, maybe the parties. It's all a part of college life that ultimately you leave behind, you know, when you graduate. But unlike many of those organizations, Black fraternities and sororities, they have robust graduate chapters where that work continues in the community. And there's a history for that, isn't there?
Yes, definitely is. I mean, the fact of the matter is that, honestly, I would say that the alumni chapters or the graduate level chapters are, I would call it, the lifeblood of the organization. You know, probably carry the lion's share of the revenue and that sort of thing. But ultimately, I know there are some organizations where, like you mentioned, you know, you spend your 3 or 4 years in college and then you kind of leave it behind, and they'll use terms like, you know, I was a Kappa or I was a Pike or, you know, whatever the case may be. And then there's within the Black Greek letter organizations, we actually join on the graduate level.
And I know in the early 1900s, this was the only place that African-Americans could go, especially on a college campus, to work together, to socialize together, to be together.
Yeah. It kind of, well, this fraternity, Alpha Phi Alpha, started actually as a social club. So initially, they got together as a kind of a literary society. They would get together each Tuesday. This is in Ithaca, New York, at the turn of the century. You know, get together every Tuesday to kind of talk about the affairs of the day and what's going on, and also kind of help each other with study sessions. And, hey, just like we do now, hey, do you have this professor last semester? Can I get his notes? You know, that sort of thing. And then little by little, those bonds begin to form. And they said, well, you know what? We probably need to formalize this a little bit more. And they took the steps to become an actual fraternity. So the first intercollegiate fraternity for African-American men was born December 4th, 1906.
We're in a very racially divisive time in our country right now, as we've always been, but the temperature is hotter than ever before. At least it feels like it for those of us who are on this planet right now. And, and this brings me to this. Do we still need organizations like yours, or should we move away from that and toward unifying?
We are definitely still needed. I mean, between historically Black colleges and universities and the opportunity to share time, share energy, share resources with folks that, you know, kind of think like you and share some of the same background, et cetera. I mean, that's important.
So what is your financial goal for this fundraiser, and who will the resources help?
So our goal is $75,000. All of the proceeds go immediately back out to, there's 8 different education foundations in the metropolitan area that we fund. And so all of these are arms of local Alpha Phi Alpha chapters in the metro area. So from like Conyers out to Cobb County, from Gwinnett down to Henry, all of metro Atlanta is covered by these education foundations. And so they do pieces like SAT prep, ACT prep, college tours, of course, scholarships, and mentoring programs as well that sticks with kids throughout the whole year. So that way we're developing a bond and a bond with those kids as well.
Robert Cunningham, you are co-chair of the Alpha Derby, and you are a proud member of the Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated.
Oh, six.
The oldest black fraternity in the country. The Alphas of Atlanta are an underwriter of GPB. Thanks so much, Robert.
Yes, ma'am.
And we'll put information about the Alpha Derby weekend on our website at gpbnews.org. This is 88.5.